I remember when I was still a resident, actually, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I was called up on a floor to pronounce a patient, now pronounce them dead, that is.
Right.
And I went up, and being a resident, you know, still somewhat naive and not wishing to make any errors, I was just very complete in my examination of this poor individual. I examined the heart, made sure there were no heart sounds. I listened to the lungs to make sure they weren't breathing, and indeed that was the case. Mm-hmm. So I signed the papers and pronounced the patient dead. 30 minutes later, I was called back on the floor, and the nurses said, you know, Dr. Bauman, that patient you pronounced is now alert and talking.
Oh, my
and
God.
I said, what?
Yeah.
So that was my first introduction into this, you know, paranormal realm of what perhaps might be going on, so many things that we don't understand.
I'm curious about just that patient. How could that be? How could you find no signs of life? You said you were extra careful.
Yes.
And this guy was gone.
Well, you know, in retrospect, looking back on my research over the last 30 years, I think this type of thing is not that extraordinary. There are cases of near-death experiences, you know, throughout the ancient literature, and certainly you can find them on Amazon.com. In great quantity today, and I think that's exactly what happened, was this patient probably was dead for some unknown period of time, and for reasons that we just cannot explain, they came back.
Did this patient have anything to say? I mean, the nurse said he was alive and alert. Now, did he say, I've been somewhere, or I just woke up, I have no memory of what happened, or was it a heart attack, or I mean, what?
Well, actually, this patient had senile dementia, so they were not that coherent. You could not communicate well with them.
Uh-huh.
So I remember I checked on the patient to make sure that indeed they were alive, and, you know, this was the case. The patient was speaking, not very well, from a communicative perspective, so I wasn't able to do any type of interview or find out exactly from that standpoint what had transpired. But
doesn't that bring into question? I mean, if you can really be careful and examine somebody and know they are dead, and then it turns out they're not dead, doesn't that honestly bring into question the whole? The whole question of when somebody really is dead?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's why we read so many stories about, in fact, one very interesting case that I discuss in God at the Speed of Light, where a patient lay in the hospital morgue in cold storage for like 3 days.
Oh, my God.
And the pathologist came in and was getting ready to perform his autopsy when he noticed his eyelid move, and one thing led to another, and they ended up doing surgery, and the patient fully recovered. I think it happens more than we would like to admit.
Oh, lying in the morgue in cold storage for 3 days.
Yes.
That's awful.
Sends shivers up your spine, doesn't it?
It truly does. And I forget who it was. I was interviewing another physician who told me that in the very old days, they would actually bury people with a rope and a bell up top, so that in case they woke up, they could yank on this rope, and a bell would ring, and I guess whoever was overseeing the cemetery would dig them up.
Well, exactly. I've heard stories like that. The stories I've heard were more in relation at periods when narcolepsy was a real fear, when people would actually pass out and appear to be dead, which might, you know, go on for hours, if not longer, and these people would be buried. Of course, I would question how thorough that physical exam was at the time, but apart from that type of natural medical disorder, I think, you know, there still are cases where people have perhaps been buried when they might have
still
been
alive. Is there anything in science that can explain no brain waves, no heart beating, no respirations, dead. And then 30 minutes, 2 hours, 5 hours, 3 days later, alive. Anything in science that can explain that?
To my knowledge, no. You know, the simple answer is no. I think various people can come up with hypotheses and theories as to why it perhaps was not detected. Maybe just a very low blood pressure, a thready pulse that the physician could not detect, which is possible. Certainly in the intensive care unit, you would often have patients where their blood pressure was so low, the only way you could even detect a blood pressure or a pulse was through something called a Doppler or an ultrasound. So that does happen. But, usually these people are, there are ways to detect that they're still alive.